everyone's an important piece of the puzzle and has a role to play. When you're on God's team, no one sits on the bench. On God's team, there is no bench. Yay! Welcome! I'm so excited to be with you today. If you're new to Flyover Conservatives, our slogan is wake up, speak up, and show up. We all wanted President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. And what we've learned over these last couple of years, what we really need is 80 million of us doing one thing every single day to save our own country. And as you can see, based on the title, Great Fall, Divine Reset, Great Unraveling, we are part of that. We are a part of what's going on right now. This is truly the best time to be alive. God chose us to be alive right now, not 100 years ago, not 100 years from now, but he chose us to be alive right now during this time, and we have a part to play, and it is an exciting time to be alive. Truly, this is the best time to be alive. I want to do a shout out to the ladies that helped put this show together. There's four that consistently, every single week, that helped me put this show together, and I'm so thankful for them. That's Tammy Wagner, Denise Brewer, Terry Strange, and Lisa Renard. But this week, we had two more people that were contributors. Cheryl York, which actually Cheryl is now helping me write the prophetic report. I'm so thankful for Cheryl. As well as Kurt Sutherland, which is our son's father-in-law. And he sent me some stuff this week, and these things all came together, and I'm so excited for this week's show. So there was actually six contributors this week. So a big shout out to them. Thank you. If it wasn't for you all, this would not be possible. And I'm so thankful for all the work that you do. Also, I do a shout out to the sponsor of the show, Mike Lindell. If it wasn't for Mike and everything that he's doing to help to save this country, truly, he is bringing his time, his talent, and his treasure. He's doing everything that he can to help to save this country with no regard to what it could look like financially for him. It's cost him millions of dollars. He's been canceled, from his voice canceled, his pillows canceled at all these different places, and he still continues. So we want to support him definitely as patriots and as Christians. He loves Jesus as well, and so we want to come around him. So when you go to mypillow.com and you use promo code FLYOVER, you get up to 66% off. So incredible deal. It's obviously helping you because it gets you a great deal on unbelievable products. It also helps Mike Lindell, but it also helps the Flyover Conservatives. So it is a win, win, win all the way around. I wanted to highlight a couple things. The first thing is the Giza sheets. So we actually have a spare room that we have bunk beds in now for our grandkids, because now we have three grandchildren. And so MyPillow.com going on and buying them for the bunk beds now. We didn't have those before, but of course our grandkids need the Giza sheets because they are the best. If you haven't tried them yet, and the price right now is phenomenal. They start as low as $29.98 when you use the promo code FLYOVER. Such a great deal and amazing sheets. If you haven't tried them, you have to try them. Other thing is, we have Easter coming up, and this is a great gift for your grandchildren or for children in your life, and that is the Bible story pillows. So at the top, you can just put in the Bible story pillow. It'll pull up, and you can see it right there. Right now, they're $9.99 when you use the promo code FLYOVER, but it has the picture of the Bible story, and then on the other side, it actually has writing on it. So you can read the story of Noah or read the story of Daniel in the lion's den to your children, grandchildren, before they go to bed at night, and then they're laying their head on this pillow. That's way better than any kind of eggs or candy or anything that you could get them for Resurrection Day. This is a great gift. Again, you can get that from MyPillow.com by using promo code FLYOVER. I also want to highlight another sponsor of the show, and that's Fern Valley Soap. I absolutely love Sandra Fry. She's become a good friend. She loves the prophetic. She's part of Church International. She watches this show. She became a sponsor of the show, and she has amazing products. I have a couple of favorite soaps so far, and that is the one I want to talk about right now is the High Roller. I've been talking about that the last few weeks because it is tremendous. The soap is absolutely amazing, and it has like gold specks in it. I don't know how they did it, but you feel so fancy when you use it. Avery has it there on the screen. You can kind of see it, and it smells amazing. And Avery was talking about it last week, how much she is enjoying it as well. Avery, are you still using it? And what's your thought on the product?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. I also have the Hello Beautiful one that has like little rose petals at the top. So like instead of gold, it's rose petals. And I feel so fancy using it. Like I feel so good. I'm like, yeah, I am beautiful. This is a good day.
You are beautiful. And it is a great day. And Sandra's doing a special right now. We always get, when you use the promo code FLYOVER, you always get 20% off, which is a great deal. But also when you buy 6 bars of soap, she gives you an extra 10% off. So that's 30% off that you get when you go to fernvalleysoap.com. But she's also throwing in, and she just has a few more of these left, not very many left, of the soap dishes that are just for the flyover family. She's not giving them to anybody else. But when you buy 6 bars of soap, and there's only, I think she said 16 left, when you buy, you get this as well when you buy 6 bars of soap. So Sandra, thank you so much for doing that. We really appreciate you sponsoring the show. I also wanted to highlight this week, we had the opportunity to interview Dr. Ben Carson. If you don't know Dr. Ben Carson, I just want to tell you about his accolades. He's a best-selling author. He's a former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, 2016 Republican presidential candidate, former director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins. You probably heard him for separating these children. They're Siamese twins, and he separated them. I think he was the first person to actually do that. I think it was around the brain. Amazing. Founder and chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute, recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He holds more than 70 honorary doctorate degrees. He's a husband, a father of 3 boys and 3 daughter-in-laws, and he's the grandfather of 8 grandchildren. We had the opportunity to interview him, and that interview comes out tonight. You do not want to miss it. When you go to theflyoverapp.com or you go to flyover.live, you can watch it there. Truly, you're not going to want to miss the interview. It was amazing. We went for about 40 minutes, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. And he is just so full of wisdom. One of the things I wanted to bring out from what he said that I think was really important is he said, we cannot be the land of the free if we're not the home of the brave. And he was talking about we have to be willing to speak up. And so I'm wearing my shirt today from our store, the merch store, and it says, wake up, speak up, and show up. I love this because it has the camo in it, but it's wake up, speak up, and show up. That was a mandate that the Lord gave us back in 2020. Dave and I were on a walk in August of 2020, and we were walking, and the Lord told us, he said, the conservative Christians have really taken pride in being the silent majority. And he said, that's why we are where we are as a country, where good is called evil and evil is called good. And he said, when you take the plumb line of Jesus out of all of those different spheres of influence, he said, you get where we are today. And he said, we have to wake up to what's going on in the world, but we also have to speak up and we have to show up. We have to bring Jesus, the light of Jesus, into all of these situations, and we have to bring the truth. And when he said that we cannot be the land of the free if we're not the home of the brave, we have to be brave during this time. It's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's like Daniel thrown into the lion's den. It's like all of these different things that we're hearing about in the Bible. God is giving us the opportunity right now to be brave and to wake up, speak up, and show up. So you can go to flyoverconservatives.com to the merch to be able to find our t-shirts there. Again, that was a mandate the Lord gave us, and that was in 2020, and it's become very obvious since then that that is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. So what are the prophets saying? We're going to start with Hank Kuhneman on March the 17th, 2024, in the second service. He is talking about, that's where this title came from, a great fall, divine reset, great unraveling that's coming. But it was so encouraging. And then also he pays tribute to God at the end. And I absolutely love it. So make sure you participate. Don't just listen, but participate with what Hank's doing. Check this out.
Men shall look to the seasons of the earth as the spring rains come, the floodwaters rise, and tornadic winds begin to blow across the earth in this nation. And as summer heat rises, but does not compete against the spring wind of heat. And yet early the leaves fall in the time of summer. What does this mean? Is fall arrived? Is it an early fall? God says these are but signs in the natural of that which has come now. It is the beginning of the end of my season that I have pronounced upon the earth at this time. For it is my season of the great fall. It is my season of the divine reset and unraveling and reversals that shall come now upon this planet. But to you, United States, because of the injustice and because of the things that have been done in dark places, now I shall expose it. at a level that you have said would not happen, but it shall. For God says there will be very, very strange things that will begin to happen. The grids, they shall say, these are but flares that come from the sun. But my hand shall restrain what they shall seek to do from across your seas, from the place of the land of the east, to let it be that which would cause there to be confusion and communication and hacking, to disrupt, to bring things in disarray, into chaos, delay, and even a stalling of the things that have been planned, even for your country, United States. But I stand in the midst of it and I say, this is now what I have allowed, and it shall be what I shall say. I have allowed, but now I have said enough, and I have stood up, and I have been seated in my throne of righteousness and justice, but now I stand. Because there have been those who have been persecuted, those who have been martyred, even those who have been greatly persecuted. And there has been lies that have been perpetrated by very high offices of the land and places of government in the earth. And it demands now that my spirit of truth comes and begins to shake at a level that only you can imagine. So pay attention to the earth's soil. Pay attention to the mountains that blow their top. Pay attention to the strange and unusual winds that will arise. What is this? Is this but chaos? Spirit of God says, these in the natural just mark my season now of the beginning of the end of what I have declared, the great fall. And then there shall come a great celebration that this earth will behold what it looks like when the earth, when the nations are filled with glory, says the living God. There will come a time. They've been hiding deaths that have already happened, and they have masqueraded. They have concealed, so they think, and others have played the part and have played the fool. Yet you are not fooling me, says the living God, nor have you fooled me. Therefore, I will show the earth that which you have tried to conceal will be revealed. That which you have tried to keep alive that is dead, I will show that it has given up its breath, and its influence shall not live on for another generation. Fools will have their day, but the wise shall have their justice. There will be a cry in the earth. Where have they gone? What has become of them? And the earth will but pause for a moment. But I will reveal. I will show that even though you lie, you cannot resist my light and my truth that comes at this time. For they will fake many things, and they have faked many things that men don't know. What is true, what is real, and what is false. But you will know that I am the Lord God who is truthful, just, righteous,
and real. Because men will see that no matter how much influence, power, money, networking, marketing, manipulating, they cannot outmaneuver me. I will get my honor. My son shall be glorified, and the children shall be free. In the golden age that is about to come, in your money, in your leadership, and in the new era, you have been tried by fire, and now you shall be presented, and you will stand in an era of gold. And gold shall be of great value, and gold will be honored, I speak, even in the natural, because it shall reflect the time and the season now that you are in, of a new era, a new season, but a golden era, where the power of wickedness and evil shall be abated and held back at the level that you have seen it for just a season. That men shall breathe easy once again, and an awakening shall arise, that many will turn to my son, that will lead to many righteous acts that shall take place in your government, your schools, legislation, through your media. And there will come a great, great change. And the internet that you know today shall not be the internet of your tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Come on, we need to take a moment and honor him. We worship you. Who but can fear the Most High? Who but would stand in honor of the great I Am? The God Elohim, the Most High God, El Elyon, Almighty. Your eyes are like fire, your voice is like thunder, and your ways are just and perfect. And you are God, and there is none else. And we fear the honor of thy name and the power of your words. May they be established like arrows that go out into the darkness. And may they be arrows of light that shatter and shatter and shatter and break the powers of darkness and expose the wicked deeds of men. We honor you. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you. I don't know. I feel strange, but I just feel like I'm supposed to salute him. To you, Commander-in-Chief, the Most High God, be it done according to your word. And for your honor and for your glory's sake. And if you love the Lord, and those of you that are watching, I want you to say amen. Amen. Come on, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We worship you. We worship you. Wow. You know, it'd be a good time for all of us and those of you that are watching. I want you just to do this before we greet one another. Just put your hand on your heart. Say, I pledge allegiance to my Heavenly Father and to the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I pledge my allegiance to the wonderful Holy Spirit. I pledge my allegiance to the kingdom of God. And I live for His honor, for His glory. Use me. Anoint me afresh. And then lastly, just tell Him, say, Lord, I am honored to be part of Thy kingdom. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you got to do that, especially, I don't know about you, but man, I fear God and I feel it up here, man. I'm just dust.
Wow, so powerful. The fear of the Lord, it's so important. I want to take you next to Julie Green. She delivered this prophetic word on March the 18th, 2024. She received it on March the 11th, 2024. And it goes back to that fall that we just heard about, the Great Fall. She's also going to talk about the Great Fall. She's going to be also talking about standing strong and firm. The winds of change are blowing and will change everything you see before you. There's so many things in this prophetic word. I highly encourage getting a piece of paper because I think we're going to see a lot of things fulfilled very quickly. Check this out.
Today's prophetic word that I have to give out is from March 11th. All right. It's from March 11th. It's called Many Former Presidents Are About to Be Exposed. Many former presidents are about to be exposed. For I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to pursue your enemies with my name and with my words. It will cause catastrophic damage to their plans and to their power against you. Most of my people in times past, when pressure is building, the times when the enemies are pursuing them, they would run, cower, hide, give up, or quit. Because that is what your minds and feelings are telling you to do because it's easier, the easier way out. It will appear like it, and it's the exact opposite. It will cause you more harm and more damage and more pressure, and it will cause you to lose a battle you were always meant to win. Because of your enemy's deception. Deception is growing. Pressure is building. Circumstances are appearing more out of control and more impossible. But that is for you to pursue me so I can strengthen you in this time, to build you up, to be that unstoppable force I have made you to be. So my children, stand strong and stand firm. The winds of change are blowing and will change everything you see before you. Get with me, and you will see that great triumphant victory over your enemies, saith the Lord of hosts. Counterterrorism. This will be in your news for a significant reason. People meant to protect you weren't. They were giving the enemies your information to cause more terrorism. Hacking, spying, chaos, and destruction to your lives. I will show you who took part in this and who controlled it. Get ready for explosive information to pour out everywhere to show you infiltrators in your nation, your government, your news media, Hollywood, and corporate America. It's all coming out, and they are all coming down, saith the Lord. Lewinsky. This name will once again be in your news for a shocking reason, and it's not what you think. Great secrets have filled your White House, and they will all be exposed. Many former presidents of the United States who are traitors to your great nation, traitors to your Constitution, traitors to your freedoms, traitors to your liberty, and everything this nation stands for. Everyone who committed treasonous acts will all be exposed, and justice will be served to all of them. Great exposures are coming in the Senate of the United States of America. Many senators have many dark secrets, and whistleblowers are coming to expose them all who are against you. It is coming like a flood, so get ready. Mitt Romney is about to take a massive fall because documents, phone records, and proof are coming on how much he has done against this nation and who has been paying him for these criminal acts. He will not stay a senator, and great justice will be served. There is more to come just like him. Adam Schiff, many secrets are about you are coming out on how you and what you have done against this nation, and they will not go unpunished. No matter who tried to save you, they will not succeed. I have all I need to show the world who you are. You were a traitor to this nation. I'll expose who paid you as an informant to help bring down my David and to destroy this country. Your days are drawing to a close, and treason will be your end, saith the Lord of hosts. Massive information is about to be released out of Italy regarding you, O United States. Get ready for a great shaking to the Washington establishment. They won't recover from. Wildcat. This word will be in your news for a surprising reason. Disbarred. Get used to hearing this word. Many in your judicial system are about to be judged themselves. Great falls are coming politically and to the influential people worldwide. Nothing will stop my truth from filling this earth to take down the enemies and to all their power against you. My children, great changes are coming to free you. So stay focused on me and you will see great freedoms restored and celebrations across this nation. It's not time for darkness and evil to rule. It's time for my light to destroy it all, saith the Lord, your Redeemer.
Yes, we receive it in Jesus' mighty name. I want to take you to Diana Larkin. This is from March the 6th, 2024, and the prophetic word from March the 10th, 2024. So two words here. The first one is, listen to this because it's pretty cool, a new breed of warriors. So we're talking about, again, this wake up, speak up, and show up. And that was something that she addressed at the beginning, that, you know, pursue your enemies with my name and my words, and it will cause catastrophic damage to their plans and power against you. So again, this is what we are doing on our side. How are we warring during this time in the spirit? So Diana Larkin is going to talk about a new breed of warrior, really powerful. And then the second one is three areas targeted for removals. So according to the dream, there were removals in justice, entertainment, and the church. Check this out.
March 6th, a new breed of warriors. This is about us. The Father said, dark threats and tyranny have been launched against you, but you have refused to conform to their attempted control. As the darkness seeks to crush you, you have drawn near to me and received my strength, my courage, and my power. A new breed of warriors has arisen in this precipice season. They carry my glory, my fierceness, and my authority. They will not back down, they will not back off, and they will not give up until the promised victory comes in all its fullness. This new breed of warriors is learning to partner with heaven's forces, and they are creating a wall of fire around truth and freedom. The darkness cannot overcome or pass through this holy fire. This holy fire, this joint operation between heaven and earth, will consume the darkness and all its strongholds, and you will see them no more. Out of the ashes, my new breed of warriors will become builders and restorers, and great beauty, peace, and plenty will abound. If you are holding on to faith in me and my promises, then you are part of my new breed of warriors, and you will share in the spoils of war. You see your new armor? It's much stronger because of all you have endured and pushed through in these last few years. Your armor is now thicker and easily repels enemy attacks. It is gleaming in the light of my glory on you, and it blinds and confuses the enemy. I like that. Heaven is applauding my new breed of warriors.
Amen.
Wow. All right, March 10th, 2024, we are at the title of our episode. These three areas are targeted for removals. This began with a dream that I had. I woke up at 6:47 a.m. And if you add that timestamp together, that you come up with 17. And the dream was 3:10:24, which adds up to 10. And those we'll talk about in a bit. So I entitled this dream, Three Moms Die. It was actually a very short dream, but ended up being very impactful. So I see on a TV screen an actor announcing that the actress who played the mom in a series has died. I think I saw a June date, you know, scroll by as the date of the death. Then a man named Justin appeared in my house to let me know that his mom had died. I wondered if he knew that my mom had also recently died. So here's the interpretation. We can look for major deaths or removals in these three areas that appeared in my dream: entertainment, justice, and the church. Now I'll explain why, how I got to that. A TV screen is television. It's tell-a-vision. When you see that in a dream, God is giving you a vision of something. And this one points to entertainment since it's an actor that was announcing it. Justin is a play on words for justice. And that's how I knew that entertainment, justice, and then the third category, your mom in a dream often represents the church. So that's how I got to knowing those three were the three areas that are being targeted for deaths and removals. And then I took a look at the time and date stamps, what those added up to. 17 is overcoming power and breakthrough to victory. That's encouraging. 10 is divine perfection and order in connection with judgment, as in the 10 plagues of Egypt. These numbers led me to Psalm 17, which is titled, funny enough, A Cry for Justice. That is on all of our hearts. So verses 10, 13, and 14 of the Passion Translation. They are pitiless, heartless, hard as nails, swollen with pride, and filled with arrogance. Arise, God, and confront them. Challenge them with your might. Free me from their clutches and rescue me from their rage. Throw them down to the ground, those who live for only this life on earth. Thrust them out of their prosperity and into their portion in eternity, leaving their wealth and their wickedness behind. So then the Father spoke to me. He said, I'm showing you three areas that are targeted now for deaths and removals of corrupt leaders. These three areas are entertainment, justice, and my church. The other areas of society will also receive removals and cleanouts, but I am highlighting these three areas right now and exposing their corruption and their need of reformation. Those who have hardened their hearts to my spirit's conviction will be taken out of the way. They have nurtured and spread their corruption and perversion. And I think that's why moms were all throughout this dream, is because we're the nurturers generally. And we are the ones who instruct our children in how to relate with other people. Well, in this case, they are nurturing and spreading corruption and perversion, and they have defiled these three areas. The old must come down to make way for the new era of righteousness and justice. People have made idols of these corrupt leaders. They have not discerned that these corrupt ones are leading them into compromise and deception. Woe to those who pretend to be good, but are truly given over to evil. These targeted removals and exposures of corruption will shake awake the people, and their false idols will fall. Be ready to gently turn them to me. the true source of life and light, call forth righteous leaders to step into where the dark ones have been removed. The rescue operation is moving on your behalf. Make way for the King of Righteousness to come.
Wow. Again, we have a part. We're calling forward the righteous rulers that God wants in place right now in our country. And also, we need to be praying for the ones that are wicked. You know, not that they don't, you know, get jail time or any of the consequences of their actions, but that they know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. We don't want them in hell. So it's praying for them in this time. Obviously, we want justice, but at the same time, praying for these people that their soul doesn't go to hell. I want to take you to thepropheticreport.com. Let's talk about Charlie Shamp. He actually had a prophetic word from December the 31st, 2023. He released it on Facebook just 6 days ago, but this was from December the 31st, 2023, so he re-released it for this time. So again, you can go to thepropheticreport.com, go to written words, and you'll find Charlie's word there. Let's read it together. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say on December the 30th, 2023 at 4:51 a.m., "Fear not, for I am with you in this hour of uncertainty and turmoil. Though they speak of a red dawn and the day of the dragon," while we heard that from Hank Kuhneman, "I declare to you that this is the day of the roar of the Lord, the Lion of Judah. I am moving in power and authority to bring about justice," there's that justice, "and righteousness," there's the righteousness we just heard about, "in your nation. Do not be swayed by the voices of fear and confusion. The enemy is busy at work sowing seeds of division and deception." We heard about deception earlier as well. "But I am exposing the works of darkness. I am striking at the scales of justice, bringing to light the hidden agendas and schemes of the enemy. Communism, demonic entities, and the UFO deception will try to infiltrate and influence, but I am greater than any force of darkness. My light exposes their lies and reveals the truth. Stand firm in the truth of my word and do not be deceived. America will go through a time of great darkness." There's the darkness that we've heard about. "It will be a period of intense trials and challenges where the forces of darkness will seek to exert their influence. But even in the midst of their darkness, of this darkness, there is hope." That's like Goshen. You know, Cheryl did a study on that, Cheryl York, and she sent that out to the group of how many times Goshen had been used over these last few years. There is many, many, many times. Just Julie Green alone, God was saying that through her many times. There's that Goshen we were talking about last week. "Just as a birthing canal is a place of pain and struggle, it is also the pathway to a new life. In the same way, the darkness that America will face in 2024 will be the birthing canal for a new season of transformation and rebirth." That sounds like what we heard about last week as well. "I am doing a deep work in the hearts of the people of America. I am shaking the foundations and exposing the hidden sins and injustices. The process may be painful and uncomfortable, but it is necessary for a true change to occur. As the darkness intensifies, do not lose heart. Hold on to your faith and trust in the plans for America. I am raising up a remnant who will shine brightly in the midst of the darkness." Okay, what was it from Diana Larkin? "A new breed of warriors." That is what God is raising up at this time. "During the time," see, "the darkness intensifies, but do not lose heart. Hold on to your faith and trust in my plans for America. I am raising up a remnant who will shine brightly in the midst of the darkness. They will carry my light and truth, bringing hope and healing to the nation in need. During this time, it is crucial for my people to come together in unity and prayer. Seek my face and intercede for America like never before. Your prayers have power to shift the spiritual atmosphere and bring about a divine turnaround." There's the divine turnaround again. "The election hangs in the balance, but know that I am in control. Trust in me and seek my guidance. Pray for discernment and wisdom As you navigate these uncertain times, I am raising up leaders who will align with my purposes and bring about my plans for your nation. There it is, what Diana was talking about praying for. God is says he's raising them up. We need to be praying for them. They will be vessels of my glory and agents of change. They will lead America in a season of restoration and revival. Praise the Lord. We need it, Lord. Do not lose hope, for I am the God of miracles. I am turning the tide and bringing about a shift in the spiritual atmosphere. Keep your eyes fixed on me and continue to intercede for your nation. Your prayers have power and can bring about transformation. Remember, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I hold the future in my hands. Trust in my sovereignty and know that I am working all things together for the good of those who love me. Be strong, be courageous, and stand firm in your faith. The battle is mine and victory is assured. I am with you always, even until the end of the age. As I was reading that, be strong, be courageous, we know that that's what he was talking about to Joshua before they entered the promised land. He told them to be strong and courageous. But I want to take you back to what I shared with you from Ben Carson. In that interview, he said, cannot be the land of the free if you're not the home of the brave. We cannot be the land of the free if we're not home of the brave. We have to be brave. We have to be courageous. If there's anything in your life where you're like not stepping out, not using your voice, not talking to people around you, I just encourage you to be brave, be courageous, be strong. God is calling on us to do that at this time. I want to take you now to Elijah Streams with Johnny Inlow. This is March 18th, 2024. I received it from Lisa Renard, who typically helps with the prophetic report, but I also got it from Cheryl York and I got it from Kurt Sutherland, so three people. And so I spent a lot of time this morning because it was hard to pull out different pieces because I didn't want to get rid of any of it, but I had to, obviously, for the show. So I really tried to cut it down to what I felt like goes right along with what we're already hearing and what God is saying. Now, we've been talking about the eclipse happening on April the 8th, 2024, for the last 2 weeks. We had talked about it a little bit earlier than that as well, but the last 2 weeks, there's been a lot about the eclipse. There was a lot this week as well, but I felt like this was significant, what Johnny had to share here, and I think it's really important for us to hear. He's going to talk about what happened in 2017, the cross of 2024 with that eclipse, with that X, but how God is looking at it right now during this time, and that victory is ours, says the Lord. Check this out.
I'm going to tell about a word I gave 2017. In fact, it was actually released on Elijah List. We didn't have Elijah Streams back
no,
then.
No, we didn't.
And anyway, it's called Heaven is Shouting About the Great American Eclipse. And I'm going to read some of the parts later, but I want to go just to the last paragraph. It was a very extensive word, part of the word we have to revisit. But what's relevant to us is, and again, I'll just show that this is what I'm going to read that right there.
Okay.
And it says, and there we go. They're helping us. X marks the spot, total eclipse 2024. Reminding you, this is 7 years ago. Finally, let me report that another total solar eclipse will be visible in 7 years in America on April 8, 2024.
Wow.
This is essentially a rare back-to-back experience. As you can see, this carries us through a projected Trump presidency, should he also win the next election, which I believe he will do. And then I put in parentheses, read what's in parentheses, according to how I have been shown versus a political perspective. It's so interesting how the Lord had me write that down. So the Trump presidency, should he also win the next election, which I believe he will do, and I had to put in parentheses, according to how I have been shown versus a political perspective. Meaning, there might be a political perspective where you think he didn't win.
Yeah.
But it's the way I've been shown. So if you do an internet search for the map that has the pathway for each, you will see it looks like a giant X on the United States with Carbondale.
Oh, look at that. You said Carbondale right there, which is where we went with Robin last week, which yes. I'm sure you heard. Wow, I didn't know you'd said that. Wow, back then. Wow.
Being the city that will be in the path of totality both times, and that is a rarest phenomenon. Now the next paragraph. Carbondale is in a region known informally as Little Egypt, which I find quite interesting. In the Bible, Egypt experienced a plague of darkness right before Israel was liberated from 400 years of bondage. America was first settled by the pilgrims approximately 400 years ago, and perhaps this timetable represents America stepping into such an advanced and glorious destiny that it will seem like bondage before then.
Wow.
That is what I'll be believing for. Meanwhile, let the black and white clarity from kingdom clashes come over us all. There really is, as the title of this message was, there's something being shouted from heaven, not just being suggested. So here's a very, very important point related to that. Because as Steve mentioned at first, there is a lot of doom and gloom being forecast. We have a lot of Christians doing that. And this is a normal incidence that I have for the last 20 years, whatever scope or scale of prophetic ministry that I've had, I've been clashing against it and saying, you're missing what is a biblical precedent, pattern, principle, establishment, where it says the heavens declare the glory of God.
Wow.
So it does not say the heavens declare the glory. The heavens declare the glory of God.
Wow.
And so we're going to follow up on that point. Genesis 1:14 talks about the lights that are in the sky, and it's talking about the just created sun and moon. It tells what they will do, and they will be there for signs. So they're for signs, and the heavens declare the glory of God. And you don't find biblically this pattern that you study the heavens to find out when a disaster comes, and that it's never for that. Even if there is a disaster that occurs. Wow.
That is so antithetical compared to everything we've ever been, every movie,
Now, in some way, the announcement that tells of the good carries, since the kingdom doesn't come into a vacuum, whatever it displaces, it probably does have a side effect of causing some damage. So let's go to the best known signs in the heavens. The shepherds saw the stars, and they were led to where Jesus was born. They were led by signs in the heavens. They were led by stars, okay? And so they were gazing at the stars, and there was communication with angels that take place. And so there was an announcement. The heavens declared the glory of God in the most direct manner imaginable. They're declaring that Jesus, the Savior of the world, is born. Now, could somebody look at it and say, that wasn't an eclipse. They could, you know, take, well, there's going to be all these babies killed. Because there were babies killed because Herod's trying to get rid of a potential Messiah that was being born. But we'll just say, from heaven's standpoint, heaven is releasing a message with a Holy Spirit message. And so in that, right up front, too, I will also want to say, Steve, that what we're going to share, and there's a lot of numbers, but this is neither numerology, nor is it gematria.
Okay.
This is prophetic signage. This is Holy Spirit revelation.
Next thing in our journey here today, that besides the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, we're gonna think about this thing of X marks the spot. So 7 years ago we had, and that's the point of what we just what I just shared. X, I can't ever get this thing right. There we go. X marks the spot. X marks the spot because the X is finally complete. The first part of the X, it went from west to east. It really started right about where Steve was.
Yeah, it really is. Right over our house, frankly, it did. We were there. We were here. It started over our
house. The path of totality started.
Yeah, we went right up on the hill behind our house and watched the total darkness. It was amazing.
And it went from there all the way to the West Coast. It went across the United States like a seatbelt. I pointed it out, and it came out
around Charleston, South Carolina. And so in totality, we hadn't seen that. And that was what was significant then in 100 years, 99 years in the United States, and never one in that kind of fashion. Yeah. So this one is now going from south to north. So we have a total crisscross of the United States. It was west to east, now south to north. It will be covering the whole thing, and it creates an X. And so let's understand, what is X? It's funny, if you just look up X marks the spot, just do a search, dictionary, Google, whatever. And it's like, it's the spot of a treasure. And they specifically refer to Treasure Island.
Yeah. The
Treasure Island maps that you go. And so there's always, you know, clues here and here. And there's the X. X marks the spot of a treasure. And so the treasure, if we understand the treasure for today, cannot be revealed until the second side of the X is completed. So we did tell, we wanted to go, we're going to go back in a moment here and tell 2017 and what part was already declared then, and realize that until the X is complete, it doesn't actually get activated. And so there is a reason some things have in some ways delayed more than we imagined. And then we're going to go ahead and hit on this thing too, related to it all, Steve, because some of it's been misinformation on, I don't know if you've heard this, on the Ninevehs.
So, yeah, I've heard that. People talking about that, like it's a big deal. So tell us, is it a big deal?
It is, but in, yes, okay.
In the opposite sort of way.
We want to juxtapose it to 2017, where in that sash all the way across the United States, in the path of totality, there were seven Salems, starting with Salem, Oregon, ending in Salem, South Carolina. That also is in that prophetic word. Seven Salems were covered in that sash all the way across the United States. And so there is a pointing out, even what I did then, of shalom, of well-being, that this is this particular eclipse does not portend to damnation. It portends to an intervention of the Lord, and we're going to speak into that in a little bit here. And so now there's been reported, and multiple reported, and it's gone all over the place, that there are seven Ninevehs in this path. And so that sounds like, oh, well, Salem is also could be Jerusalem, and there's a, you know, focus on Jerusalem kind of way, and this one's Nineveh. And Nineveh is all about repentance and all that. Well, so the report on seven Ninevehs is only partially true. It's only partially true in the sense that there is only two Ninevehs that are exactly in that path of totality that's taking place. I forget what two states. But there are seven Ninevehs. In other words, Ninevehs per state. Seven, I don't have the seven states in front of me. There's only 13 states total that are being crossed through, and seven of those 13 have a Nineveh in them. And so they are relatively close. Well, I believe there's Nineveh, Virginia, that's not actually in the path, but it's relatively near. So there is something and a focus on Nineveh, and that's really important for us at this time. And I want to get this from, it's so important, I want to get that from my notes. Like normal, we'll go ahead and show. There is like a lot of notes here, and so we have to get them in order, and I want to refer to them and refer to the things the Lord spoke to me about. Yeah. So we want to notice about Nineveh, because we think of judgment. Nineveh stands out to all of us from the book of Jonah. And so we know the book of Jonah. Jonah shows up and says, hey, Nineveh, you are about to experience judgment within days. Was it 40 days? And so there's this massive repentance that takes place. And so Nineveh is spared. So we want to see that what Jonah, and there is a Jonah in the pathway near one of the Ninevehs as well, in this where we're having the April 8th, 2024 path total eclipse. And so for us, what Nineveh represents and Jonah is a grace to repent. Okay, a grace to repent. And what has been misunderstood about Jonah for forever, he's thought of as a prophet of doom, and he's actually the opposite. He, by his own announcement, and I will read that out of the book of Jonah in just a moment. But anytime Jonah, the anointing on Jonah is an anointing we've never seen on any or heard of on any other prophet ever, nor have I ever heard of that in the, you know, since then, not from the scriptures, not after the scriptures. The uniqueness of Jonah's anointing was this: whenever he was sent somewhere, it meant grace was coming to that people. Meant that because the anointing on him was to release the gift of repentance. And so we have no biblical example ever of Jonah having a prophetic word fulfilled where he pronounced judgment.
That's true. He ends up saying, I knew you were going to do this again, right?
That means the moment the Lord sends Jonah to Nineveh, he knows Nineveh is going to repent.
That's just funny. We never realize that when we go into the story, we just think he's running, right? So, okay, that's good.
So we go, why does Jonah immediately, as soon as the Lord says, go to Nineveh, he goes in the opposite direction. I'm not doing this. And because he keeps being, in his own mind, he keeps being shown up as he has this desire to release judgment words. And they never come about. He didn't even tell Nineveh, unless you repent. They among themselves had a conversation and say, let's repent. Peradventure, God would relent, even though the prophet didn't say so. You can read that. It's just right there in Jonah 1, that the people themselves said, you know what? Even though he says it's done for, it's already signed, sealed, delivered, judgment's coming. How about instead of prepping for that judgment, how about let's just turn to him and say, Lord, we ask for mercy and see what happens. And so we see in verse, actually, I have it right in front of me where I opened and accident was underlined there. Not, I didn't give you the exact passages, but Jonah 3 and verse 4, on that day, Jonah entered the city. He shouted to the crowds, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. That was it. That was his announcement. This one I didn't even get out of New King James Version. That's why we won't match, but that's okay. And I have two of my Bibles. I have the NLT open for some of them, partially just to have two open. So the anointing, so verse 5 says, the people of Nineveh believed God's message, and from the greatest to the least, they declared a fast, put on burlap to show their sorrow. Wow. So there was whatever the anointing on Jonah, when he spoke, It you know, people didn't doubt him. People didn't say, when is it ever happened? They could have been putting, you know, releasing media realities and say, you know, this guy has never prophesied anything that ever happened. But it's whatever. The anointing was on him. So it says, verse 10, when God saw what they had done, how they put a stop to the evil way, he changed his mind, did not carry out the destruction he had threatened. But this is especially in the NLT I'm going to read. Chapter 4. This change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. Didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? That is why I ran away to Tarshish. I knew that you were a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. You are eager to turn back from destroying people. Let me say that one more time. You are eager to turn back from destroying people. Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen. Now, I'm telling you, the sign of Nineveh, the Ninevehs being there is a reminder of this.
Wow. That's huge. I never realized. I kept wondering what the Ninevehs were. Are we in for destruction? This is the first time I've heard this good news. Johnny, you can come back any week now and give us more.
So
that's hilarious. I love it.
There was, I made I drew attention to it in 2017, and I'm going to hopefully get a chance to read it here in just a second, that the path is called the path of totality, the path of those who experience the total darkness for at least some seconds into whatever, was 67 miles wide all the way across the United States. And so we pointed out Psalm 67:1 back then, and it was, where do I have Psalm 67:1? I have, just to get the quote exactly right, Lord, it's about his favor shining on us. Well, we're going to get to it. Okay. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us.
So good.
I'll leave it there just for a second. To remind, why are we putting Psalm 67? Because the path of totality, the actual path of the total eclipse, was 67 miles wide. And that entire Psalm 67 is about his favor and mercy coming to the nations. And so I pointed out back in 2017, what this eclipse is foretelling and is not the judgment that all your, it's similar to now, that all your other prophetic voices are telling you it is. It is telling you of his intention to be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. But he's going to need to make some things black and white, and we're going to have to recognize evil at a different level. That's part of, we'll read that in just a moment. So you see, I'm not just making that up now. We're trying to tell you, we're validating this prophetic word based on the prophetic word back there. Okay, so this year, this 2024, 7 years later, the path of totality that's now going south to north is 120 miles wide.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So the number was 67, and now the number is 120. Okay, so back to our Jonah 4, three verses later, the last verse that starts with Nineveh, verse 11, Jonah 4:11. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city? So what is it saying there? It's saying, the Lord saying, with the 120, again, notice the 120, the 120 is him saying, I have chosen to have mercy. Again, the whole Nineveh reference is a reference of mercy that's taking place. And he's like, no, people living in spiritual darkness. Notice the darkness there. So those that experience the darkness, he's like, no, I have decided that I am going to release mercy. I'm going to release grace. So that's part of our messaging for this time right now. Now let's see where we got to go next. All right. So where we got to go next is, I'm going to go back because we have some details that are just fascinating. Some more of the numbers of everything, the times, when it starts. But let's start. I'm going to go. And again, if Emily finds it, I'm going to start with where I started the prophetic word 7 years ago, where it says, heaven is shouting about the great American eclipse. I want to read the first two paragraphs. Excuse me. I said, this August 21, 2017, a total solar eclipse will be experienced over the totality of the United States. This eclipse will speak of a convergence of convergences over our nation, and it is significant. A secular report stated, a total eclipse is a dance with three partners, the moon, the sun, and the earth. And this is what we will be looking at in symbolism. The sun light speaks of God. The moon speaks of the church, reflected light. And the earth speaks of the world, object of the light. There is a rare alignment of the three that will cause the unusual phenomenon and attraction called a total solar eclipse. Then, excuse me. For our nation, this will be the first coast-to-coast total eclipse in 99 years. Additionally, so back to just to point out something real quick as you're seeing it there, this will be the first coast-to-coast total eclipse in 99 years since 1918, We now know that was also the year, well, we knew it then, the Spanish flu was released. And now we understand even it had a whole sinister advancement and a vaccination attached to it in the same way that the whole COVID thing happened in these years. Additionally, it will be the first total solar eclipse of its kind for the United States since 1776 when we became a nation.
Wow. Wow.
These realities alone tell us that this eclipse is messaging something very unique. There will be a path 67 miles wide from Oregon to South Carolina, where there will be minutes of total darkness. So then you can still go to the next. Let's see. Do I have it there? So they had. All right. Millions will travel into this sash across America to gaze at the heavens and watch the interplay between the sun and the moon. They will see a sunset and sunrise of sorts take place just minutes apart from each other. And it will be visually stunning because of the quick shifting between black and white.
Yeah.
And so I did want to read the next paragraph as well. Related to this, we are headed for an extended season of black and white power confrontations with the demonic in order to accelerate kingdom advancement. So that was just the next paragraph, if you end up finding it, Emily. We are going to carry this into the seven mountains of society as kingdom reformation advances begin to come in with power. So I just want y'all to look at that again from 7 years ago. We are headed for an extended season of black and white power confrontations with the demonic. So it was a good announcement of his mercy back then, but it's like, but here's what's going to happen over the next little bit here. We're going to see black and white power confrontations with the demonic. Is that not what's been true of the last 7 years where we've seen evil show its true colors as never before? And so there has been a big shift related to that. Let me keep reading. Next paragraph, very relevant for now, because it's as if we're saying it now. Because remember, the X just gets finished now. X marks the spot. That was the first line. Yeah. Then there's the other. I'm trying to get this to go right. I can't figure out how to say this right. Get my X to go. Now, there are some who have gotten impatient for the full manifestation of the prophesied breakthroughs over America and the world. I said this 7 years ago. However, we must realize that it has, in fact, been happening and coming in a sequence of relentless waves. For instance, the Azusa Now timetable and events did release an important wave. The Trump presidency represents another wave. Even the Brexit vote from last year is a contributing wave. The celebrating of the Hebraic year 577 is very significant, and I have spoken into that multiple times. For those who don't remember, the X that came then came in the year 5777, the year that President Trump, his first day in office, he was 70 years old, 7 months, 7 days, I believe. There was a 70.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So that was all on the first side of the X, of X marks the spot, and the heaven is shouting a message to us. Also, significant also is that this year, back then, we will celebrate 500 years since the Protestant Reformation erupted when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses on the doors of the Wittenberg Chapel. We have since then lived in the afterglow of that doctrinal victory. We now have 2.4 billion followers of Jesus who by and large understand that salvation is only through the blood of Jesus. Even the Catholic Church has amended its foundational tenet on salvation to reflect that. Now, this is important. Keep reading. We now enter, and so it's just, it will follow there for you, for Emily there, we'll just tell you. We now enter into Reformation 2.0, where it is all about reformation of society, an entirely different genre of reformation. For 500 years, we primarily celebrated our access into heaven, and now we will enter an era where we will celebrate heaven breaking into society. We will go from being excessively future heavenly minded to being champions of on earth as it is in heaven, thus embracing Jesus' original Magna Carta as stated in Matthew chapters 5-7. We are also in the 50-year celebration of Jerusalem's remarkable connection with Israel. as well as the 50-year anniversary of the Jesus movement. Remember, this is all what was on the one side of the X. There are so many other convergences as well, but to not overwhelm you with those, I will leave it at that. Just know that we are in a remarkable convergence of convergences, and that many Christian leaders are misreading the times as being particularly difficult and critical or otherwise panic-worthy, but the truth is that the opposite is true.
Good. Good.
Kingdom gains are unprecedented. The reason some of us are a bit anxious and confused is because some of us are a bit out of tune and sync with God and his present storyline. It requires us ascending to a higher place than our own skills of observation and logic and into accessing the mind of Christ. We have to learn how to be Calebs when our tendency is to process like the 10 spies.
Yeah.
All right. This is important, this next part. So we have to keep going with it because what I'm reading is part of this word. It's part of the rest of the word. So that day was August 21st. I wrote the word a few days before the eclipse. And so what we then saw, the next part is titled August 21st in Romans 8:21. August 21 is, of course, 8:21. I was led to go to Romans 8:21 as significant because it says, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of decay into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. God is about to assist us in being delivered from our own personal decay so that we can give away what we have. We have offered society very little other than our finger pointing. It is not our finger pointing that delivers society, but rather our own glorious liberty. So that was a major part of the message, August 21, when this sash 67 miles wide came across the United States of America, that creation has to be delivered into a freedom that we have to get to. The last few years, we've seen that we have been lied to about everything, and we found out all the ways we were in bondage. That
we had.
Yeah. But what's changed in the 7 years? Black and white. We've seen black and white. It's why this is all being framed. Heaven is shouting. It's being framed with two X's of total eclipses where things go black and white. It'll be brighter and darker for a minute. Now, this is a couple paragraphs later, so Emily may not find it, but it's the same word 7 years ago. A heavenly reset takes place August 21st. And this reset, I didn't know I was talking reset back in 2017.
Oh, wow. You didn't, did you?
And this reset is going to cause demonic confrontations. Now, just look at this. This reset is going to cause demonic confrontations to come back out of the back rooms into open meetings and, more importantly, into open places on the Seven Mountains. Uh-oh. See, I didn't know. I didn't even know what I was saying. The tops of the mountains of society are highly demonized, and we are not going to occupy the mountains on behalf of the kingdom unless we begin to better carry a demon-busting anointing. He is going to help us do this. What I then go on, and I'm not going to read it for time's sake, but I go into this whole thing. I have a paragraph that's headed by demon-busting anointing, that there is going to be a focus, like things are going to become black and white, that we're going to stop believing that demons no longer do things. And there's going to be a renewed attention at casting out demons. And so back to read a few more things from 7 years ago. I talk again about the number 67, tell about it, speaking. We're not taking the time now, but y'all can look at it. Psalm 67, the middle of the chapter, tells of God judging the people justly and governing the nations of the earth. And this is what God was beginning to do. And there's an operation going on that President Trump has been about. And it's spearheading something. And you're hearing about it from all kinds of different voices that come on here. A lot of it comes out when Steve is on with Patriots and Prophets. And you're hearing about patriots who have been aligned with God to bring justice and governing the nations of the world. It's a whole earth thing. It's not just the United States, but the United States component is powerful.
So 7 years, that's very significant. Hold on to that because we're going to come back to that in just 1 second. Now, it was interesting. While I was listening to Johnny, as soon as I got done, I started singing a song in my head that I heard for the very first time in like 2005, 2006. I probably haven't heard it since 2010, 2011. And I was singing the song. What was interesting about that is last week after the show, I was singing the same song in my head, but I didn't look it up. And then I felt like, okay, God, you are highlighting this. Well, I went back to it and I started looking at what Johnny just said and what this the words to the song are. And it's talking about heaven tells the story of your love. I want you to check this out. I'm going to play the song for you. This is from 2004 and it's Jennifer Crow.
See?
So powerful. He is a loving God. He sees us. We see the moon. We see the things that are happening. We see what the eclipses. He sees us, and he has a plan. He has a plan to prosper us and not to harm us. And what a powerful song. What a great reminder. Woo. I wanted to take you to, I wanted to take you to Kim Clement. And let's go back to that 7-year period of time that that we were hearing from several times. If you heard over and over again from Johnny talking about 2017 to 2024, he kept referring to this 7-year period of time. Well, when I received this from Lisa Renard, she was pointing out, she said, "Stacy, this Kim Clement prophetic word, he actually says in it, I will bring an amount of restoration to this nation that they shall be taken out of their siege and you that you've been in for 7 years and give you one that shall rule and shall take the finances and bring ease to the debt. And then the songs will come from all over this nation, from young people who deserve to sing my song that I put into this prophet for 4 decades, not to be washed, but for them to sing. I commanded you to pray for this nation, not to curse it," he said. Check this out.
"Many condemn me because of my love for this nation. Do I think it's right and proper that the Supreme Court ruled for same-sex marriage? No. And due punishment will come. Am I happy that abortion was legalized? No. But I know one thing, that his covenant is immutable. His omnipresence, his omnipotence, his omniscience, his immutability and his infallibility have all been combined together for our defense. The defense of this nation could never do what it is supposed to do regarding that which is coming against you. For it is not on the outside, but from the inside. God says there have been curses sent from one voice and another to say, please let the nation crash. And you, what of you, says the Lord, that have eaten from the fields of this nation, that have enjoyed the prosperity of this nation? What of you? No, hypocrisy is a stench that has come to me. I commanded you to pray for this nation, not to curse it. And its due judgment will come when Israel comes to Yeshua. When Israel stands alone and nobody, not even this nation, stands with Israel. Look to that as the sign of my coming. But to this day now, it is not that time. I will bring an amount of restoration to this nation, and they shall be taken out of this siege that you've been in for 7 years. And give you one that shall rule, that shall take the finances and bring ease to the debt. And then the songs will come from all over this nation, from young people who deserve to sing my song that I put into this prophet for 4 decades, not to be wasted, but for them to sing as I let these sing from youth. Now there is a curse. I want everybody to look at me, please, all over the world. The curse that has come has been self-imposed in many ways. What prophecy teachers are saying is not incorrect regarding the more wickedness and the evil and even a crash. But when is the time? Everybody's jumped on the Shemitah wagon, imposing what was supposed to be on ancient Israel on this nation. And I don't know enough about it, and I'm doing as much study as I can, but I know one thing. Don't impose upon us that which was imposed upon ancient Israel. This nation was raised up for a specific purpose under God. They will do wicked. They will trample in doo-doo. But that doesn't mean that God wants to cut his own hand off because they've made some mess. Yeah, yes, you can clap.
Okay, so that 7-year period of time, again, I want to read back through this and let's just pray. You know, God, what exactly are you saying? That word was June the 27th, 2015 from Kim Clement. But, you know, what is he saying right now through that? What was he saying through Johnny, hearing that so many times about the 7 years? But I will bring an amount of restoration to this nation, that they shall be taken out of their siege that you've been in for 7 years, and give you one that shall be, that shall rule, that shall take the finances and bring ease to the debt. And then the songs will come from all over this nation, from young people who deserve to sing my song that I put into this prophet for 4 decades, not to be wasted, but for them to sing. And this kept reminding me of when I heard it, I just kept thinking of Joel 2, 28 through 32. And I want to show it to you from the New King James Version. So the Lord says, God's spirit poured out, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That's what he's talking about there. Because he says that I put into this prophet for 4 decades prophesying. So your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness. Interesting, huh? The moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant who the Lord calls. So as he was saying that, God kept bringing this Joel 2, 28 through 32 to mind. So I'm preparing for the prophetic report. I'm listening to it this morning, reading through what Lisa sent, listening to Johnny, listening to Kim Clement. And then I was going to, right after I listened to Kim Clement, I was heading over to what Denise Brewer had sent me about Church International from Sunday. And you're not going to believe this. The first thing that Pastor Robin said was, I hear the Lord say that you are in a Joel 2 moment. Check this out.
I hear the Lord say that you are in a Joel chapter 2 moment. Your sons and your daughters.
I'm in a Joel chapter 2. Say, I'm in a Joel chapter 2. I'm in a Joel chapter 2. I'm a son and a daughter.
Joel chapter 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness in the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. You know, the enemy is trying his best to hold back a revival. He's trying, I want to tell you, he's trying to push us out of here before time. But we got news for him. We're not going anywhere. We're going out strong. in the body. We're not going out limping. And we're not going out broke. You want to leave the wealth transfer here for the Antichrist to finance his regime? No. It takes him 3.5 years to get it started. Because his wokeness got him brokenness. And so we are going to, but we're not going to do nothing. We got it together with the love, with the love chapter. We all loving everybody now. And so we're going to, you're going to have to stand for this. You know, people get all excited. Oh, this and this is happening. What you're seeing is an alignment for the end of days. For there is a shaking coming. There's a shaking coming, and it's of a surety that it's coming. But hold the line, says the Lord. Hold the line, and begin to stand and begin to lock arms together. Because the enemy cannot penetrate a wall that is strong and that there is no place for him to enter. So stand strong, says the Lord, for I am with you. I am with you. I am with you, says the Lord. He's going to tell you, you are a new creation. You are a new creature. Let me show you this. I've got proof in my word. My word says the Lord that I can give you to redeem the time. Come on, come away with me, says the Lord, and I will show you a restoration like you've never seen, and you will forget the former things, says the Lord, because I have a new life for you, and your latter is going to be greater than your former life. You will not be able to say, oh, why did I do this? Why couldn't I have did this? The Lord says you're going to be able to do so much more. So stay with me. Stay focused with me. Do not listen to the lies of the enemy, for he will lie and make you think your past was greater, and he will think you missed out. Oh no, for I'm going to renew your strength, and some of you in your 80s are going to feel like your 60s, and you're going to wake up and you're going to say, oh my, I have years left to do more than I could have ever done back then, and I have a new mindset. A new mindset, says the Lord, a new mind, for I have put my mind in you. So let it be in you. Let the mind of Christ be in you this day. For you're going further and further and further and further and further and further and further down the road. And you won't even know your life in 6 months. You will turn around and you will say, "Woo! Look at me. Look at me. Look at what God has done for me." And praise him. And when he makes some of you, when he makes some of you rich beyond your years, rich beyond anything you could ever think or imagine, do not forget me, says the Lord. Do not forget me and say that I have got this wealth by my own hands. No, saith the Lord, because the enemy will be waiting at the door when you declare that, and he will snatch it from you. But give me the honor and the glory, says the Lord. For restoration has come to this house this day. Restoration has come to this house this day. Restoration has come to this house. And if you will claim it today, and if you will take it today, he said, I'm giving you back the fruit that is supposed to be yours of the harvest. I'm giving you back the big grapes. I'm giving you back the big harvest, says the Lord. I'm giving it back to you because you got your heart right with me, says the Lord. You took all that hate away. You took all that bitterness away, says the Lord. You took it all away today and you buried it back. You buried it in the ground. Do not dig it back up. And do not go fishing back in the sea of forgetfulness, because I do not remember your sin, neither should you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord is wanting to increase you exceedingly, abundantly, all that you can ask or think. And when he does that for you, then you know what? Then he will increase you abundantly above anything you can ask or think again. Amen. People just think these are just words, but they're not. They're life. They are life. They're living words. They are the words of the Father God himself. They are the words of Jesus. They are written in a form in which we can have, and we can put it in us. We can put it in our hearts. We can speak it out of our mouth. We can declare a thing and it will be done, says the Lord.
Wow. Okay. So many things in this section here from Pastor Robin. Joel 2, obviously, that was really exciting when I heard that. I was like, what? This is so cool. And then revival, we heard about that several times today. Wealth transfer, we heard about that. There is a shaking coming. We heard about that. Restoration has come to the house, to this house this day. Restoration, we heard about that. And then finally, stand strong, because I am with you. Julie Green said, stand strong and firm. The winds of change are blowing and will change everything you see before you. We have got to stand strong. So where do we go from here? What do we do now? First thing is, we have got to pray. If you have your prayer language, pray in tongues. It's so important. If you don't have it, it's a free gift. Just ask the Lord for it. Just say, you know, Lord, I've already accepted you as my personal Lord and Savior. There's a second thing I would like. I would like to be baptized in the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. And then you open your mouth and you allow him to speak through you. But it's like a child. When a child starts to speak, they kind of, at the beginning, they have to get sound out. So they're, you know, saying things that don't really make sense and they don't really understand. But they have to open their mouth and actually speak something. And that is what is happening when you use your prayer language. You're like a baby with it. And then it grows and it grows. And it's a great way for the Father to be able to pray through you and intercede through you. But also, it's a great way for you to build up your spirit. It's amazing. So again, ask the Lord for it. If you don't have it, it's a free gift. The next thing is worship. Worship the Lord. Spend your time worshiping the Father. And then finally, declaring and decreeing what you do want. When we do this and we are declaring and decreeing the word of God, we are blowing holes in the second heaven. So you have the earth, which is called the first heaven. You have the second heaven, which is kind of the enemy's domain. And then you have the third heaven, which is the throne room. We are seated in the throne room. So we don't fight in the second heaven. We don't fight from the first heaven. We are seated in heavenly places with our heavenly Father. And so when we are warring against the enemy, we're warring from the throne room, and we can declare and decree scripture. We can pray and we can worship. And those are all ways that that are spiritual weapons that we're using against the enemy. And when we declare and decree the scripture, he freaks out. He has no power over that whatsoever. So we're going to declare and decree from a book called Decree a Thing and It Shall Be Established. There's 12 decrees over our nation. This is from Patricia King. This is a book I highly recommend. You can buy that book, but I'm just going to bring out one of the decrees out of that book today called 12 Decrees for Your Nation. If you would like this specific declaration and you don't have it, you can text the phone number 40509, text the word decrees to 40509. Let's do it together. Yes. Here we go. In Jesus' name, I decree that my nation is turning to God and is embracing the truth of his word. Can you imagine if our nation turned to God and we embraced the truth of his word? Everything would change. In Jesus' name, I decree that the active, holy, and powerful conviction of the Holy Spirit is visiting every individual in my nation, drawing souls into true encounter with Christ. So powerful. In Jesus' name, I decree that all who serve the nation in government positions are visited by the righteousness, truth, and justice of God, and that they live in the fullness of Christ's wisdom in all they do. We are calling forth righteous people right now into these positions that God has for them. I decree that any corruption in government will be exposed and dealt with in wisdom and righteousness in order for the nation to be cleansed. In Jesus' name, I decree that the education leaders, systems, and institutions in my nation are being filled with kingdom values, wisdom, conviction, and truth. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, I decree that the body of Christ in my nation is actively walking with and serving the Lord with fullness of focus, sincerity of faith, and in the demonstration of the power of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, I decree that those who live in my nation are kept in good health and are offered excellent health services and care. I decree that all will live in the health and strength of the Lord. In Jesus' name, I decree that the media in my nation communicates godly morals and values, and that the gospel is favored in media. In Jesus' name, I decree that every godly business and enterprise flourishes in my nation, and every corrupt business and enterprise is exposed and falls. I decree prosperity and fruitfulness in my nation as a result of godliness, in order for every individual to have all they need. In Jesus' name, I decree that the marriages and families in my nation are blessed with love, joy, and peace, and that every home is filled with the goodness of God. In Jesus' name, I decree that the body of Christ is mobilized into the harvest fields of my nation to bring forth much fruit. In Jesus' name, I decree that righteousness thrives in my nation in every realm of life, and that lawlessness and corruption have no place. Jesus is Lord over my nation. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for every one of these decrees as we are decreeing it over these seven spheres of influence, the media, our education system, our healthcare system, entertainment, government, family, every aspect of this, God, every aspect that, God, that it would just be clean and beautiful and every one of these spheres of influence, that righteousness rules, that the plumb line of Jesus is brought back to each one of these spheres of influence. God, I just ask that you would show us what it looks like to walk in authority. How do we bring your kingdom to earth? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God, we just love you. We worship you. And I just say, if there's anybody that's listening that doesn't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, that it is very simple. It's just you knowing you have to have a Savior. It's you recognizing that you need a Savior and that knowing that Jesus is the one that is the Savior. He was born of a virgin. He lived a perfect life. He died on the cross for our sins. He took our sins on the cross. And then he went to hell. He stripped Satan of all of that power. And then he came back and he gave us the keys that Satan had taken from Adam. He gave them to us. And he said, now you have victory over death and over all of this earth. You walk in authority in this earth. So if you know that you need a Savior, you ask Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. He will come into your life and your life will be different. You can walk victoriously. You're going to be spending eternity in heaven with all of us. And you get to be an authority figure and a son or a daughter of the Most High God here in this earth. So God, I just say, if there's anybody that's listening today and you want to accept that, you just have to say, Jesus, I want you to be personal Lord and Savior in my life. You invite him in and then you walk in victory. And then again, you can ask to be baptized in the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. Thank you so much, Father. We just love you. We worship you. I just say that anybody that's listening today that has any kind of ailment in their body, we just call their body into alignment, whether it be physically, emotionally, or spiritually. That was paid for 2,000 years ago on a cross. You don't have to walk in that anymore. So we just say, sickness be gone in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now we're going to do John 1:1-14 together. This is from the New King James Version. And when Jesus came into the earth, it was a dark time, a lot like we're experiencing right now. And he brought his light into the darkness. And that's what we're doing right now. We are declaring the light of Jesus into this dark time. And remember that if you are a follower of Jesus Christ and you've asked him into your heart, that you have him in you. And every step that you take, you are bringing the light and victory of Jesus into dark places. So we're going to read John 1:1-14, reminding Satan that we are already victorious in Jesus' name. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And then finally, we're going to declare and decree Psalms 91. This scripture is a hedge of protection that we are declaring and decreeing over our homes and over our families. If you have not taken some oil and put it up over your doorpost like they did in Israel with the blood of the lamb, they put it over the top and over the sides of their doorposts. I highly recommend it. If you have anointing oil, you can use it. If you have olive oil, just pray over the olive oil and ask God to anoint it. And then you can take that and then put it over your doors to your home and decree and declare Psalms 91 over your home. Now, I'm going to give you a declaration that was done by Tim Sheets that has just taken Psalms 91 and actually put it in a declaration that's a little easier to read, but it's still the scripture. You can get that by texting 40509. Text the word decrees. Are you ready? Let's do it together. When our household abides under the shadow of El Shaddai, we are hidden under the strength of the Most High God. He is the hope that holds my household and the stronghold for us. He's the only God for us and our great confidence. He will rescue this household from every hidden trap of the enemy. He will protect us from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around us, protecting us, and we can run under his covering, the covering of his majesty, and we can hide there. His arms of faithfulness are a shield, keeping us from harm. We will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor fear a spirit of darkness coming against us. We will not fear one thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble this house, nor will the powers of evil be launched against this house. Even in the time of disaster, with the thousands and thousands falling around us, we will remain unscathed and unharmed. We will only be a spectator as the spirit of wickedness is judged. For those who are involved in wicked ways, they will be paid back for what they have done. But we will be protected. We will live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place. We will always be shielded from harm, and we will always be protected from evil. Disease will not come into this household. God sends angels with special orders to protect us wherever we go, defending us from all harm. If we walk into a trap, angels will be there to help us and protect us and keep us from falling. We will even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath our feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken over us. Because you loved me, delighted in me, and have been loyal to my name, and because you have asked me, I will greatly protect you. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and your household will feel my presence in your time of trouble. I will deliver you and bring you honor. I will satisfy you with a full life and all that I do for you, for you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Hallelujah. Now we're going to blow our shofars together. If you will grab them, we're going to blow them together and Again, we read in the Bible about the walls of Jericho. When they went around the walls of Jericho, they blew their shofars, they yelled, and the walls came tumbling down. And I believe that when we are doing that, that's exactly what's happening. The angels are going out, they're shredding the platform of the enemy, and then we are using those walls to run in and take victory just like they did in the walls of Jericho. So on the count of three, we'll blow our shofars together, yell, and we'll believe that these walls are coming down. One, two, three. Go host, make toast. Hey, I wanted to let you know that Amanda Grace on April the 8th, 2024 has encouraged us, if you have a shofar, to go outside and blow your shofar. If you don't have one, pull one up on your phone and take it outside and let it blow outside on April the 8th during the eclipse 2024. So thanks again for joining me today. I bless you. I bless you to realize you were born for such a time as this. I bless you to realize your future is brighter than your past. And I bless you to wake up, speak up, just like my shirt, and show up. We'll see you back here next week. Have a great week.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Never got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
A new world order.
These allegations are false.
Weapons of mass destruction.
The USA Patriot Act.
The blueprint for large corporations.
We once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
Donald Trump confirmed that he is considering a run in 2016.
Do it.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
He will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump will never be elected
President of the United States.
People are watching these results come in.
You're going to make this decision now. Donald Trump will be the 45th President of the United States.
Does it ever seem to you that President Trump has done more than any president in modern history?
And in the 10 years I've been involved in politics, I've never seen an administration hit the ground running like this.
I could spend the rest of the hour laying out the accomplishments under the Trump presidency despite everything thrown at him.
Mark has just had his 12th straight record close.
Taking action to save as many kids as they can.
We were energy independent under the Trump administration.
More Americans reported being employed than ever.
Helping those who have served our country in the military to get access to mental health care.
The Great American Outdoors Act is the largest single piece of legislation to support our national parks and public lands.
Created more than 7 million good-paying jobs.
Websites can be held liable in court for having sex trafficking content.
The Abraham Accords, which for any other president would have been multiple peace prizes.
America did not enter into a foreign war.
The unemployment rate in the U.S. fell to 3.5%.
The First Step Act eases federal sentencing for nonviolent offenders.
Increased funding for historically black colleges and universities.
Allows terminally ill patients easier access to experimental drugs.
Kept the inflation rate low.
Honored with the bipartisan Justice Award.
Had a massive MS-13 gang problem.
3.9% is the unemployment rate.
Requiring airports to provide lactation rooms for breastfeeding mothers.
Middle class family income increased nearly $6,000.
A dramatic escalation in his crackdown on illegal immigration.
An advocate for educational choice.
Tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
An act preventing animal cruelty and torture.
Taking out Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, Soleimani, the Iranian general.
Save Our Seas Act, commitment to environmental issues.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
Community development in low-income urban and rural communities.
Help us to remember the importance of fighting off tyranny.
Pulling out of UNESCO, the World Health Organization, the Paris Climate Accords, reassessing NATO and the United Nations.
Stood up for Christianity and the Constitution more than any president in American modern history.
We are stopping the attacks on Judeo-Christian values.
Do you miss me yet?
Don't be the five virgins that didn't prepare. Why does Stacy do the prophetic report, put all the pieces together? Why? Because she wants you to hear all the pieces, because what is the truth? It's Jesus, and Jesus and the truth will set us free. Why is Bo always happy? Because I know the truth. The truth is, it's gonna get ugly, and it's supposed to. The truth is, there's always been deaths in the Bible. Satan usurped our inheritance. He stole it from us. And so Jesus Christ died on the cross. He gave us back authority. And so now, because you have authority, if you do nothing, you're choosing evil. You have to choose Jesus. If you don't choose Jesus, you're sitting on the fence. You're lukewarm. God will spit you out.
I have no doubt that Trump's God's agent of justice, and no doubt he's going to win this election, and I think by a landslide. It doesn't mean automatically good times are ahead. That's unfortunate, and Christians may not be ready, because Christians love to have a hero and say, okay, it's all done, Jesus will do everything, Trump will do everything, but in fact, we have so much to do, and that's part of my message, is the Great Awakening has to be grassroots.
We have a big date coming up. In fact, you called it the greatest astronomical sign that America is going to be given, and we're on the verge of it, which is April the 8th of 2024, and that's an eclipse that's coming.
And the Lord had said that before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, there will be signs in the skies, people's hearts will fail them for fear of what's coming upon the earth, the sun will be dark and the moon will be turned to blood. So we're told to look up, look up, look up.
And it really is laziness wanting the path of least resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the way to ensure you're not going to be successful. Your parents are not going to do it for you. Your school's not going to do it for you. You sure don't want a government to do it for you. Mm-hmm. There is nobody but the person in the mirror to do it. You're going to have to take control of your own life. Mm-hmm. If you don't take control of your life, something or somebody else will.
Flyover family, join me every Wednesday for the Prophetic Report at 11:11 Central. You can find it on Rumble. You can find it on the Flyover app. We have such an incredible time of hearing from all of these different prophetic voices like Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Barry Wunsch, Amanda Grace, and Hank Kuhneman. Every week, it's either five or six different prophets that are speaking, and what's interesting is God is speaking through them, and all of these voices come together like puzzle pieces. It is so exciting to hear what the Lord is saying. We're hearing from medical. We're hearing from military intelligence. We're hearing from the financial world. We're hearing from mainstream media, but the most important is, what is God saying? He has not fallen off the throne. He's not nervous. He's not chewing his nails. He is in control. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. What a great time to be alive, and I'm so excited for you to join me every Wednesday at 11:11. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacy Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.